The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
I think that we need to rethink and decriminalize our
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Thursday, December 20th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. All sorts of great stuff to bring to you today, and some pretty horrific stuff. If you were with us yesterday for hour two, we broke a story that we're going to repeat here in hour one for those of you who are listening on podcast and don't get a chance to catch hour two, because this one is shocking. It's video from Texas state troopers who had pulled over two women on suspicion of littering that ends up becoming a sexual assault captured on camera in public by our own police officers over the smell of weed. It is incredibly shocking. We'll bring that to you at the end of the show today. Also on today's show at half past, we are going to be bringing you some video tributes, some new stuff coming from our friends at High Times Magazine, from Jody Emery at pot.tv, and of course from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They've got some season's greetings messages for you. We'll bring those to you at half past the hour. Also on today's show, it's Groovin' Thursday, but we've kind of mixed up the music since it's holiday time. This time we're going to be going to a song from Carlene Davis and Trinity called Santa Claus, and we'll let Brian the Red tell us a little bit more about that song when we get to it. Also on today's show, we're going to go behind the headlines. All week, we've been taking a look at the top five in various marijuana stories. Monday, we covered stupid stoner stories or stupid prohibition stories. On Tuesday, we covered the reefer madness stories. Yesterday was the cannabis science stories. Today, I'm going to give you a very personal top five list. It's my personal top five moments, the moments that I was most proud of this year, not necessarily about me, all of them anyway, but a lot of things that, you know, aren't going to make national top lists or international top lists. But just for our little community here at the Russ Belville Show, I think there were five of the best events that happened this year. Could have made it a top 10, actually, but we'll get to that at the Behind the Headlines segment. But first, we've got to get to our marijuana headlines, which we'll get right after this first break, which includes last-minute support for a bill in Michigan to tighten up the medical marijuana law there. We've also got the Seattle Police Department loosening its requirements on marijuana for its police recruits. We got a new poll in New York State on how people feel about marijuana legalization. We got international news from the nation of Croatia and how they're going to be treating drugs. And a deeper look at the death of Mexican superstar Jenny Rivera and how it ties into the DEA.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Normal Show Live. We're as much like Cheech and Chong as ordinary Americans are like the Three Stooges.
Hey, Mo! Here, Mo!
Down the computer. Down the computer.
Warning. Hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that.
Now it's time for your marijuana headlines for Thursday, December 20th, 2012. I'm Russ Belville. From the Free Press in Detroit, freep.com, medical marijuana bill draws last-minute support. Lansing lawmakers made changes in three bills on medical marijuana that drew last-minute support and passed last week, two at about 4 a.m. Friday, key supporters said. The changes included adding safeguards to keep marijuana users' records confidential and spelling out rules on growing medical marijuana legally outdoors. Among their provisions, the four bills will require that those who transport medical marijuana must do so with the marijuana inaccessible to the driver, such as in the trunk. It will make doctors do a complete assessment of the patient, not just a quick once-over, before signing a recommendation for medical marijuana. And it will put ID photos on state registry cards and change the renewal period from every year to every 2 years. Longtime marijuana activist Tim Beck of Detroit said, quote, "These bills aren't perfect, but they're something the medical marijuana community can live with," end quote. Because Michigan's Medical Marijuana Act was passed by a statewide vote of residents, the legislature needed 3/4 supermajorities to pass the bills, Beck said. Seattle Police Department loosens rules on marijuana use for recruits, from HuffingtonPost.com. A month after Washington became the first state in the nation to legalize marijuana for adult recreational use, the Seattle Police Department has relaxed its rules on previous pot use for job seekers. Going forward, applicants must not have used marijuana for at least a year before joining the force, police officials said. Previously, the rule was no pot use for 3 years. Statewide, marijuana legalization passed 56% to 44%. In King County, where Seattle is located, it pulled nearly 64% support. The department was considering a change before the new law passed after a pair of otherwise strong applicants who used marijuana within 3 years, but not within the past 12 months, had been automatically disqualified. One was a veteran of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars who had briefly been prescribed marijuana by a doctor for pain. Another was a former high-level college athlete who had smoked marijuana 20 months before applying. Seattle police officers are still prohibited from using marijuana, whether on duty or off duty. However, Washington state law prohibits random workplace drug tests, meaning that the department must have reasonable suspicion that an officer has used marijuana in order to have him or her tested. A majority of New Yorkers say legalize marijuana, this from theweedblog.com. A Quinnipiac poll released last Friday has New Yorkers supporting marijuana legalization by a narrow majority. The poll found 51% supported marijuana legalization, with 44% opposed. The Quinnipiac poll found majority support for legalization in New York City, 54%, and its suburbs, 50%, and a plurality, 49%, for legalization upstate. Majorities supported freeing the weed in every age group except seniors, while majorities of Democrats, 56%, and Independents, 57%, also favored legalization. Only 33% of Republicans did. Men were more likely to support legalization than women, 56 to 47, while people with college degrees were more likely to support it than those without, 58 to 47. Those who identified themselves as belonging to a religious denomination had levels of support ranging from 46 to 48%, while 70% of those who said they had no religion supported legalization. Croatia decriminalized the possession of drugs, also from theweedblog.com. The Croatian parliament approved a bill on the 14th of December that decriminalizes the possession of small amounts of illicit drugs. Under amendments to the country's penal code, possession of drugs for personal use will no longer be a criminal offense. Now youngsters caught in a park with a joint will not go to prison, but pay a fine, the justice minister told lawmakers. Croatian parliament approved the bill, and previously anyone convicted of drug possession could be sentenced to up to 3 years in jail. Under the new law, however, stricter penalties of up to 15 years in jail will be handed down to those convicted of drug dealing, especially if caught near schools. And the tragic plane crash that took the life of Latin American superstar Jenny Rivera also involves the DEA investigating the owner of the plane that carried her to her death. We'll bring you more details on that in Hour 2. And that's your marijuana headlines for Thursday, December 20th, 2012. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we take a look at my personal top five list of favorite moments in 2012. This is the Russ Belville Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Russ Belville Show. Chat is for friends 18 and older. We expect our chat to be civil, mature, and free from excessive profanity. If you don't like these rules, there are approximately 6 billion other chat rooms with lower standards that you can visit.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time for us to go behind the headlines. And as we've been doing all week long here, in this, our last week of live shows for 2012, we've been covering various top five lists. Now, we'll be back on January 7th with more new live shows, but this will be the last today and tomorrow, the Mayan Apocalypse Day, as a matter of fact, will be our, ooh, boy, if it really comes true, that will actually be our very last show. But we'll be doing a show today and a show tomorrow, and then we'll take a couple weeks off for the holidays and be back in January with more stuff for you. But before we get to that, I wanted to take this opportunity to do my personal top five list. And these are stories that were just important to me. Some of them involve me. Some of them tangentially involve me. And maybe this is a little, I don't know, egotistical or self-centered or whatever, but they're just the highlights of my year, if I'm going to say, you know, things that I'm thankful for. And there's a few things that that happened as well that didn't make the top five list that I could have included. Maybe we'll talk about those in hour two. But to get started, my personal top five for 2012, number five, was recording my 1,000th podcast. I began podcasting in, thank you very much. Thank you. I began marijuana podcasting for normal on my 40th birthday, which was January 31st, 2008. I did a test show, taking over for Chris Goldstein, who'd been doing the Daily Audio Stash. By February 10th, 2008, I had officially undertaken the position for normal. I produced 908 episodes of the Normal Daily Audio Stash, which became Normal Show Live. And when my employment ended with Normal on May 25th or May 14th or somewhere at the end of May there, depending on how you look at it. I continued the show as an independent production, and I launched it on June 4th, 2012. On November 15th, 2012, I recorded episode number 92 of The Russ Belville Show, marking the 1,000th episode of this structured daily news talk radio program. However, this does not include the shows that were special episodes live from various events, and it does not count the over 100 episodes of Hour 2, our Toker Talk Radio, that we've recorded, or the hundreds more of those Hour 2s that Ganja John and I performed live that were never recorded. So it's probably safe to say that I've spent about 2,000 hours in front of a microphone, camera, or live audience talking about marijuana legalization. Number four. Counting down to marijuana legalization at the Seattle Space Needle. One of my favorite things. There was a great photograph that made it into the Getty images of the celebration at the Seattle Space Needle. It's with me and the little bullhorn counting down with a big ring of news photographers around it. This is the write-up from Reuters. Washington State made history on Thursday as the first in the nation to legalize marijuana for adult recreational use, an occasion celebrated by dozens of users near Seattle's famed Space Needle amid blaring reggae music and a haze of pot smoke. The pre-dawn public gathering defied a key provision of the state's landmark marijuana law, which allows possession of small amounts of marijuana, but forbids users from lighting up outside the privacy of their own homes. Little, if any, of the law's fine points seemed to matter to the mellow and largely middle-aged gathering of about 100 people near the foot of the Space Needle as the statute took effect at midnight. Low-key cries of yeah and smoke some weed and anybody got a bong rose after an Oregon radio personality, Radical Russ Belville, finished a 10-second countdown on a bullhorn. Number three. Of my favorite top five moments of 2012 in producing this show, Ganja John wins the first Seattle Medical Cannabis Cup for concentrates. And as I wrote that up, the most awesome moment for me of any of the cannabis cups I've covered was to be backstage when our friend, the lovable pirate of pot, the one and only Ganja John, won his award for best concentrate with his brother for their preparation of butane hash oil. It was just a couple of years ago. He was a shy, frightened kid facing 3 days a week of kidney dialysis, doing his first media interview on the issue of medical marijuana and organ transplants. Through a harrowing transplant and the loss of his non-functioning eye, he kept up his commitment to the cannabis community, becoming a cannabis expert in his own right on the rapidly evolving subject of cannabis concentrates. Now he's at the top of the field, and we couldn't be any more proud of our own Ganja John. Let me turn this over. I'll see if I can get the audio here from the moment he won, and we'll play that a little bit for you.
Hey, what's up? I'm Ganja John. I'm from Cascadia Concentrates. We blasted this with my brother Matt. And most of all, I want to thank my wife for accepting me bringing a blowtorch into the house. And I want to thank my parents for understanding that this meant something to me. And I love High Times, and I love the Northwest, and I love you guys. Thank you so much.
There you go. That's Ganja John winning the Concentrate Award at the first Seattle Medical Cannabis Cup. Number two of my top five favorite moments for 2012. Debating drug warrior Kevin Samet at the Baker Institute. Yes, I'm going to toot my own horn like crazy on this one. I was invited to participate in a forum called The War on Drugs Has Failed. Is Legalization the Answer? At the prestigious James A. Baker III Institute for Public Policy. The topic was marijuana legalization, and my opponent was a former advisor to the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, Kevin Samet. I'd like to think I demolished him, especially when I debunked his Samet conjecture before he opened his presentation with that exact same talking point. It is still the number one most viewed video at the Baker Institute. And my number one favorite moment of 2012 is not actually a moment, it's the entire damn year. And it's the fact that my buddy Rolla J was spared any time in a prison cell and was allowed to continue using medical marijuana. If you followed the story in 2011, Rolla J, who's a paraplegic, was busted, kind of a weird setup deal. And thanks to the law offices of Omar Figueroa, he was able to stay out of prison this year. And if this show did anything ever in the history of the drug war, it's the thing I'm the most proud of. Rolla J, I'm glad you're free, man. It's the best thing that happened in 2012, as far as I'm concerned. All right, man, let's celebrate that. What do you say?
Hey, we've only got a couple 420s left here before the end, so
let's do it.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Hi, this is Dan Michaels. If you're looking for professional voice talent for your commercial or podcast, I'm your man. Visit danmichaelsaudio.com for more information.
Big Daddy Think.
Funky Roller Ring. Roller Ring.
Oh, yeah. This is Big Daddy, and I'll be your freakazoid every Thursday night right here at the Funky Roller Ring.
Mmm.
Rolling.
11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, only on RadicalRuss.com.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years. They've got mandatory sentences, and these judges just say, they throw up their hands and say, there's nothing we can do, it's mandatory sentences. We've got to take a look at what we're considering crimes.
When the Reverend Pat Robertson from television's The 700 Club,
criminalizing marijuana, criminalizing the possession of a few ounces of pot and that kind of thing, I mean, it's just...
makes more sense on the marijuana issue than the president, the Congress, and the Supreme Court.
It's costing us a fortune, and it's ruining young people. The young people go into prisons, they come out, they go in as youths, and they come out as hardened criminals, and it's not a good thing.
You know we're winning.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for some Daily Toker Tunes. Looking at myself on the screen, I realize I look like I just got back from Willy Wonka's. Me and Violet Beauregard are dating. Hey, for today's Daily Toker Tune, normally it's Groovin' Thursday, but the schedule got all whacked out because of holidays. I wanted to throw as many holiday songs in as I could, and I kind of got them scrambled. So today is kind of the one that should have been on Irie Wednesday, but it's delayed a day, and it's Carlene Davis and Trinity. Song's called Santa Claus. I don't know anything about the group, though. Brian, maybe you can fill us in.
Well, Carlene Davis is one of the old original female reggae vocalists, and she's got a sweet voice. But, you know, I was just searching around last week and came across a couple of Christmassy-type tracks. I don't celebrate Christmas, and this song kind of speaks that, too. You know, it's basically asking, you know, Santa Claus, why don't you ever come to the ghetto? So let's go ahead and let it play.
All right.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
Yeah. Questions? Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Remember, Mr. President, you once were just one bust away from being Barry the drug criminal.
Life ain't a box of chocolates gum. That's why people smoke weed and take bumps and drink way too damn much and get drunk and do it all over again first of the month.
One of the most disturbing elements of the Prohibition War is how it's made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows the futility of Prohibition and reaches out to educate the community and current law enforcement. Today, the Russ Belville Show visits with another speaker from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition with one clear message. Cops say legalize drugs.
Welcome back, folks. Normally, we wouldn't be doing the Leap segment on this Thursday because they're on the second and fourth Thursdays. But I did get this new video from Leap that I thought was cute for the holiday season. And, you know, of course, around the holiday season also, it's a little tougher to book guests. Everybody's a little busy. So I decided I was going to play this video from Leap, cops saying season's greetings. We're going to follow that up with a video from our good friend and Carly Rae Jepsen impersonator, Jody Emery, from Pot.TV, from Cannabis Culture Magazine, of course, wife of imprisoned pop POW Mark Emery. She had some holiday greetings for all her staff up there in Canada. We'll bring that video to you as well. And then we're going to wind it up with just three videos from our friends at High Times, some of the newer funny stuff. You just saw one of them with their Brain on Drugs ad, which was pretty cute. Going to give you three more that we're going to throw into rotation. And then we'll come back and show you that terrible video. We'll get you the radical rant, that terrible video coming out of Texas from the women who were assaulted by cops. So we'll get to all of that, but let's start first with our friends from Leap, and cops say season's greetings.
Drug policies, bad policies, hurt families, no remedy. Kids on the street, nothing to eat, no time to cheer. Christmas is near, save for the beer. Walk the foyer, violence abounds, caught by yourself. Leaving the bread, silence arrest. What does your face, what a disgrace. For us and young lives are a lot. Now we will see, they must be free. Leave me the room, please, leave the room.
Politicians endorsing his transfer, so I need people's help to connect me with any politicians or people they know who can help us out in endorsing Mark's transfer on the U.S. side. And then we've got to get the Canadian government to approve him, and that's probably going to be a tougher fight, but with enough pressure and the threat of maybe some more office occupations, I've been in Harper's before, I'll go there again, you know, but like, we'll do what we have to do to get Mark home as fast as possible. He could be home on Canadian soil if he's approved in around September, and then he has to spend some time in Canadian prison, about 3 months or so, and he can be out in time for Christmas next year, if all goes well, and I need people's support. So when the time comes and you see me on Facebook or Twitter or hear about it, we'll be asking your support to also get Canadian pressure on for Mark getting transferred home, because with this government, it is going to take a really strong, loud effort, and we really need people's help. But we also have the campaign. Dana is so awesomely leading. Lucky because he's actually living where marijuana has been legalized first in the country, first on earth, and it's kind of fitting. And Dana's leading the charge here. So please support him. If you own a business, kick back. We're kicking back as much as I can afford with Mark gone. But if you can kick back, give some money, give some time, let's do it here in BC. And then bring Mark home, and then we'll get rid of Harper. And then we'll end prohibition, and then we all get to have a great big party, and it's going to be awesome. And in the meantime, remember that things are worse for Canadians. Things are worse. Hopefully none of you guys here ever go to prison. But we don't know how the RCMP are going to respond now that they've got these mandatory minimums they can play with. We don't know what's going to happen. It's just starting. So this could be maybe one of the last half-year Christmases. I don't know. I hope we're all here again next year, this time. And we have to continue to commit to making sure we help each other out despite our differences. Whatever bullshit from whatever past we have, let's not fall apart. We've only got so much life to live. None of us know how long. So, but let's have a party and eat lots of good food. And a hand for Joey Emery.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now put on the Christmas music again.
Oh, hey, good
I shouldn't have put eyeliner under my eye.
Good lunch?
Looks like you're enjoying your lunch.
Yeah.
Do I just say something like, sup, man, or...
You get those expense reports done? Alright, I'm telling you, man.
I just completely forgot this guy's name. What? What the fuck is his name?
I don't get them done until, like, until 30 or 35 minutes.
His name is like Richard or something. Something like that. Richard.
Expense reports. You know, boring things. office-y things. I have nothing of value to say at all to anyone. But I'm going to keep talking for fear that, you know,
does my hair smell like sticky ganj?
This will envelop me. I will go revert to a state of childhood anguish.
I wonder what he'd do if I just clocked him in the fucking face right now.
Politics. You. Me.
Fuck, I forgot there was a person talking to me right now.
Boss. Me.
Say something like, yeah, for sure, man, or something.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure.
Nailed it.
Information about myself that you don't want to hear that's strangely personal.
Wait, did I just say nailed it out loud?
Because my parents were Buddhists. What do you think about the amount of time I've chosen to just stand here and talk at you? It's like not okay.
I'm baked like a cake, I'm high as heck. I'm gonna have a barbecue with my Nessie.
Hey, John. Whoa.
Earth to John?
What the fuck is your name, man?
Are you tired of those boring old professionally made bongs?
No.
Perhaps you find them to be too expensive or too hard to use.
I'm doing just fine here.
Well, if you own things, then you're in luck. Why, you can make a bong out of just about anything.
I've got a real bong right here.
Here are a few examples of bongs that can be made out of everyday objects.
I want to smoke.
A water bottle.
Cool. Can I have my real bong back?
A soda bottle.
How is this any different from a water bottle?
A boot.
Okay. That's weird.
A pencil sharpener.
No fucking way.
A cat. A vacuum cleaner. A chair. Your hat. A pillow. Your roommate. Wet paper towels. Photos from your childhood. The wall. A knife. And there you have
no,
it, folks.
Stop! Get away from me! Hello?
We hope you enjoyed our bongs as much as we enjoyed making them. Tune in next week for...
Yo, 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 what's good, doggy? I heard you're looking for that fresh slice. Ha ha, J-Love.
Nah, what's this paper trail you handed me? Ain't you heard? J-Love's all paperless now. Credit or debit, fool?
J-Love!
Oh, yo, what's good, doggy? Looking for that green? Yo, I got you, man. I got the special. Check it. Yo, I got 223 bags for 53 bucks. Nah, man. You trying to pull a fast one on J-Love? On J-Love? That's 23 bucks. You know 23 bags gonna win you 25 bucks. Ha, ha, ha. Yo, you got my money, Lil Bow Wow? Yo, hold up. You didn't get my text about my price change? Man, 23 bags on you, $25.35, man. Fuck you looking at? I ain't got no change.
J-Love!
What up, Scooby? Looking for that sick perp? Check out my pinky ring. Yo, I'll give you a dub for $31. $24.87. He's gonna run you about 123.34.
12.34.
4, 5, 6, 7.
McCoy's gonna run you 542.67.
2, 3, 4, and 7.
22.45.
The dime's gonna cost
1, 2,
3, dog.
Jay!
1133.
Love!
99.
Ha! J, love! It's a J!
Alright.
J, love!
Sup, Snoopy? Where's Woodstock? Ha ha! J, love! Yo, let me get some of that finest, you know what I'm saying? I know you ain't running from that shit. Yo, we about to smoke up blood! J, love!
I love those guys out of High Times. Coming out some good little comedy videos. Hope we get more of those in 2013. They make little good little breaks here on the show.
Classic.
I've known some J-Loves from in the day.
Man, everybody had to go through a J-Love before they came up.
That might be one of the most compelling arguments for legalization is like, we don't want to deal with that shit no more. We just want to go to the store. Hey, I'll be right back with a radical rant.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
Normal stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks are far less than those posed by legal drugs.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at NORML.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant. All right, folks, if you were with us yesterday in hour two, you got to catch a little bit of this video that we're about to show. It features Texas state troopers pulling over two women, Angel and Ashley Dobbs. And the reason for pulling them over is the officer stated that he saw them throw something out of the window, like a cigarette butt. So this is on suspicion of littering. Is what this pullover, what this traffic stop is all about. I've also got an update that I did not know when I reported this story yesterday. I mean, it was just breaking all across the net when we were reporting it. And that is in the official police report, the officer admits to being sick that day and kind of having a head cold and being stuffy. So as you get to the parts in this video where he claims to have smelled marijuana, you have to doubt whether or not that was even possible at the time. He pulls the woman over. He allegedly smells marijuana in the car. Based upon that, does a search of the car, finds no marijuana, does a sobriety test of the driver, which she passes with flying colors. And then the video is self-explanatory from that part forward. So we'll just move to the video screen now.
My name's Trooper 4 from Howard Hill. I just put in contact because I watched both of you throw cigarettes out on two separate occasions. I watched the cigarette go off the passenger side, and then a couple miles down the road, you threw a cigarette out. Is there a reason you guys are throwing cigarettes out on the road?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember doing it. To be honest with you, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Are you both smoking in the car?
Alright.
What's going to happen is you're both going to receive a citation for throwing the trash out on the highway.
Okay.
People got to pick that trash up, and it's really unsafe to have to do that on the highway.
I understand. Are we getting
our plane off? 1129 to 1134 on mobile.
This is at night in Texas.
Hey, if you're 10-8, I might use your help to search a couple of females.
Hey, where are you?
That's him calling for a female.
Hey, so we got women.
He's got the women out of the car now. Leaving them off camera.
We were heading up to Oklahoma, a little road trip.
We're going to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just left one hotel.
You have a family up there, or what's the reason
to
Oklahoma?
We're going to go to the casino.
Oh, we're going to the casino. Yeah. Okay. How much marijuana is in that car? And don't lie to me.
I don't smoke marijuana.
Okay, how much marijuana is in that car? That's
no,
my question.
I swear to God, I don't smoke marijuana.
I'm not asking if you smoke it.
I don't think there's any marijuana in the car.
Okay, when's the last time somebody smoked marijuana in that car?
I honestly, I don't know. It's my boyfriend's car,
mm-hmm.
So I just borrowed it.
Well, there's odor marijuana coming from the car, and that's why I got to talk to you further about it.
Okay.
And the more honest and upfront with me you are, the better it's going to go for you.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that there's no marijuana in that car?
To the best of my knowledge, no, there's not.
Okay. Is there anything hidden on your person?
On my person?
On your person. In your shoes? In your underwear, anything like that?
No.
Shoes, underwear.
It's like I'm being treated like a criminal right now.
Oh, so not.
Yes,
I got a female trooper up the road. She's going to come down here. We're just going to check a little bit more.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am.
Hey,
what's up? Thanks.
So we have the female officer arriving.
Okay,
which one do you want me to start with? And the particular one that you just...
The driver is who I'm more skeptical of. This is going to be the one with the white t-shirt right here, and that's the aunt. I mean, there may be a downside to that or something, but I'm still going to search it.
Okay, I'm going to use your video, okay?
Yeah, feel free.
That way I don't have to walk her all the way over there, and
yeah, no.
We're not so separated.
So the female officer is putting on a pair of standard latex gloves. And the driver, who's in the white t-shirt, the aunt, who's in her late 30s, standing by the side of a public road, mind you, in front of the dash cam, being... Now she's reaching under her breasts and pulling on her bra to pull it away from her body and cupping underneath her breasts. Now she reaches down her pants, the backside of her pants, to feel in between the crack of her buttocks, and according to her... this woman's testimony, slip a finger in her anus. Now, turning around with her left hand on her shoulder, her right hand feeling inside the front of her pants down to her vagina and reaching her fingers in, according to this woman's complaint. She is let go. The second one, who is the niece in the black t-shirt.
One of these two girls here.
That's
the
That's a Synthroid,
uh-huh.
And that's off of one of my Curacets that would just slip off.
What are they for?
Synthroid is for my thyroid.
Uh-huh.
I take that daily since
uh-huh.
I was 16.
That's Percocet that she's referring to, that she has a legal prescription for that, surprisingly, was disappeared. It has not been seen again. Alleged that the officer took it. The female officer is checking again under the breasts of the younger woman now, down her pants, down the back of her pants, between her butt cheeks and into her anus, now down the front and down to her vagina and reaching inside, according to the complaint lodged by these two women, who also allege that the female officer in question never changed gloves while doing either.
This has been an eye-opening experience for me, okay? Never been pulled over, never searched like this. I was like totally violated over there a few minutes ago. I had a finger in my ass and a finger in my pussy, and this is so embarrassing to me.
It's because somebody's a daily smoker in that car, okay? And
yeah.
You can attribute it to that.
Yeah. And I'll never drive it.
Go have a seat in the car. I'll be up there in with your warnings, okay?
Okay.
You can get in.
It's because someone's a daily pot smoker in that car. You can attribute it to that. Because someone you know happened to be a pot smoker and may or may not have smoked pot in the car. May or may not have just been carrying pot in the car. But no pot was found in the car. And the driver passed a roadside sobriety test. And there is no question in any of the police reporting that either of these women were stoned in any way or marijuana users in any way. But they can be violated on the side of a public highway as cars driving by, seeing a female officer reaching her hands down the pants, both sides, same gloves. It's just, this is what the drug war has come to. And anybody who continues to support it, any politician who stands in the way of any even modest incremental change in this barbarity is responsible for it. This is exactly to be expected. And I doubt that this is unique. I bet this is happening all over the United States, except now in Washington or Colorado. Because the whole reason this happened is because marijuana is contraband. It is illegal. Its very existence is the reason cops need to do things like this. Now, I understand there's bad cops everywhere. I understand it happens. And no matter what you do, some cop is going to be an asshole. No law or amount of policing can possibly stop it all. However, much of what goes on in the abuse of people every day and the abuse of their civil liberties every day happens because marijuana is contraband, because the smell of it is enough evidence to continue questioning and harassing people. It's just this time it got caught on dash cam. And this time it was a woman violating a woman. And let's note, a couple of white women at that. We do not get the dash cam footage in New York City, where a stop and frisk of a few young black men might lead to a beatdown or worse. We don't get the dash cam footage of poor white kids in rural Tennessee who might be trying to grow a few pot plants because it's the only economic possibility they have, who get harassed and thrown into prisons with real criminals. We don't get the daily footage of that. We don't get the daily footage of the white-collar criminal British bankers who are laundering $9 billion of the money that accumulates at the top of this drug war madness that leads to Mexican billionaire terrorists gold-plating their AK-47s and building shark tanks and tiger enclosures. We don't get the dash cam footage of that every day on our news. And the worst possible thing that could happen out of this is for the outrage in Texas and America, and this is now spreading virally throughout the world, by the way. I got about 3 times my average traffic on my website yesterday when I posted this through a Facebook photo that I made. And so far, I've gotten that much traffic halfway through today from links coming in from Reddit. So this is blowing up all over the world. The worst thing that can happen out of this is for people to take a look at this as if it's some sort of aberration. As if, well, we need to suspend that cop and we need to do an investigation of why the searches go that way in Texas. No. You need to get to the root of the issue, and that is this kind of corruption, this kind of injustice is a natural and to be expected byproduct of marijuana prohibition. You change the rules here in Texas, they're just going to break them in Florida. They're just going to do the same thing in Chicago. It's just going to happen in rural Idaho. It's going to continue to go on until marijuana is no longer contraband. Medical marijuana does not fix this. Decriminalization does not fix this. Only through making marijuana legal, through making it no longer contraband, does the smell of it no longer give an officer probable cause to start sniffing around and doing searches. This is not to say that legal marijuana in Texas might not have led this officer to find some other pretext to mess with these women. Again, you can't go to the specific like that, but we know these kind of cases happen and are enabled because of the prohibition of marijuana, because of it being contraband. Now, these women are suing, of course. They are suing like crazy. And the last report that I've gotten is that one of the officers, I think the male officer involved, was suspended with pay during the investigation. So he gets time off and paid. One of the things in the video now, having watched it too many times, that strikes me is that you don't see the face too much of the female officer involved. You don't see much of the face of that female officer involved. She seems to keep her head turned away from that dash cam. Like she knows what she's doing cannot be justified. And when I see that, I think of my cousin. Strangely enough, my oldest female cousin is a cop. My oldest female cousin is a cop in Idaho, in Canyon County, one of the most conservative counties there is. And I can't imagine that. And she's very dedicated to enforcing the law. And we've talked, and she hates that she has to enforce marijuana laws. She thinks it's ridiculous. But until the people change those laws, she's going to continue to enforce them. And I can't even imagine what would it do to her to have to do something like that for her job, where if she had to pull over a couple of women in Canyon County and stick her hands down their pants. For what? To catch what? What was the state's interest here? That those women, oh, darn it, we smell marijuana in their car, but we can't find any. They must have hit it. Were we worried that they were going to go tooling down the highways in the dark in Texas and whip a blunt out of their coochie and smoke it while they were driving? What was the police interest in trying to stop them? Were they smuggling? How much exactly can you get up there anyway? Was it worth all that? Even if they were packed to the brim and smoked it all, it could not have caused more damage to them than what the cops did to them that day. This has got to end. It's all the time we got for hour one. We're going to take this into hour two, Toker Talk Radio, where we take your calls at 971-533-7111. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. New Big Daddy Fink funky roller rink tonight. It's a funky Christmas. Check it out. And until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.